Types of Anxiety Disorder by Dr. Balan. Anxiety. Introduction. Anxiety is a natural human response to stress or perceived danger. It becomes a clinical concern when it is excessive, persistent, and interferes with daily functioning. In such cases, the individual may be experiencing one of the various anxiety disorders recognized in modern psychiatric practice. The following is a brief description of the clinical features of the subtypes of anxiety disorders. Generalized Anxiety Disorder, GAD. Core features. Generalized Anxiety Disorder, GAD, is marked by chronic, excessive, and uncontrollable worry that spans various life areas, such as health, finances, work, or interpersonal relationships. Unlike other anxiety disorders that are situation-specific, GAD involves pervasive anxiety occurring more days than not for at least 6 months. Diagnostic criteria: persistent and excessive anxiety and worry, difficulty controlling the worry, presence of at least three of the following symptoms, one for children: restlessness or feeling keyed up, fatigue, difficulty concentrating, irritability, muscle tension, sleep disturbances. Other features: individuals with the generalized anxiety disorder, GAD, often describe themselves as lifelong worriers. They may feel anxious even when there is no clear stressor, and their symptoms often overlap with depressive disorders. GAD may significantly impair social and occupational functioning and is frequently comorbid with other anxiety disorders. Panic disorder. Panic disorder is characterized by recurrent, unexpected panic attacks and persistent worry about future attacks or their consequences. These panic attacks are abrupt surges of intense fear or discomfort that peak within minutes. Panic attack symptoms. At least four of the following symptoms must occur: palpitations, sweating, trembling or shaking, shortness of breath, feelings of choking, chest pain, nausea or gastrointestinal distress, dizziness or faintness, chills or heat sensations, paresthesia, derealization or depersonalization, fear of losing control, fear of dying. Behavioral features. Individuals with panic disorder often change their behavior significantly, avoiding physical activity or unfamiliar places to prevent triggering a panic attack. Over time, this can lead to the development of agoraphobia. Agoraphobia. Agoraphobia involves intense fear or anxiety about being in situations where escape might be difficult or where help may not be available in case of panic, like symptoms or other incapacitating events. Situational fears. Fear or avoidance must occur in at least two of the following: using public transportation, being in open spaces, being in enclosed spaces, standing in line or being in a crowd, being outside the home alone. Additional features. People with agoraphobia often avoid feared situations entirely or require the presence of a companion. It may develop independently or co-occur with panic disorder. When agoraphobia is comorbid with panic disorder, both diagnoses should be made. Specific phobia. Specific phobia is characterized by marked fear or anxiety about a specific object or situation. The fear is excessive and unreasonable, typically resulting in avoidance behavior. Subtypes of specific phobia. Animal type. For example, dogs, spiders. Natural environment type. For example, heights, storms. Blood injection injury. Types are, for example, needles, surgeries. Situational type. For example, airplanes, elevators. Other type. For example, loud noises, choking. Duration and impact. For a diagnosis of specific phobia, the fear must persist for at least 6 months and cause significant distress or impairment. Specific phobia often begins in childhood and may persist into adulthood if untreated. Social anxiety disorder, social phobia. Social anxiety disorder, social phobia, involves intense fear of social situations where an individual may be scrutinized or judged by others. The person fears embarrassment, humiliation, or rejection. Common social triggers: public speaking, eating in front of others, interacting with authority figures, initiating conversations. Associated features. People with social anxiety disorder may experience blushing, trembling, or sweating in feared situations. The condition often starts in adolescence and can severely impair academic, occupational, and interpersonal functioning. Social anxiety disorder frequently coexists with depression and substance use disorders. Separation anxiety disorder. Although traditionally seen in children, separation anxiety disorder is now recognized as occurring in adults as well. It involves excessive fear or anxiety about separation from home or attachment figures. At least three of the following must be present: recurrent distress about separation, persistent worry about losing attachment figures, fear of being alone, refusal to go to school, work, or other places, nightmares involving separation, physical symptoms upon separation. At least 4 weeks in children and adolescents. At least 6 months in adults. Adults with separation anxiety disorder may avoid travel, experience extreme distress when their partner is away, or have difficulty sleeping alone. It may present with panic symptoms when separation is anticipated. Selective mutism. Selective mutism is defined by a consistent failure to speak in certain social situations despite speaking in others, such as at home. The absence of speech interferes with educational or occupational achievement. Diagnostic requirements. Symptoms persist for at least 1 month, not due to lack of knowledge of the spoken language, not better explained by a communication disorder. Selective mutism is often associated with social anxiety disorder. Children may use non-verbal means to communicate. Without early intervention, selective mutism can persist and affect academic and social development. Substance/medication-induced anxiety disorder. Substance/medication-induced anxiety disorder occurs when prominent anxiety or panic symptoms are the direct result of substance use, withdrawal, or exposure to a toxin. Common triggers: caffeine, amphetamines, cocaine, alcohol or benzodiazepine withdrawal, medications like corticosteroids or thyroid hormones. Diagnosis requires: onset of symptoms during or soon after substance use, significant distress or impairment, symptoms not better explained by another anxiety disorder, anxiety disorder due to another medical condition. Anxiety disorder due to another medical condition involves clinically significant anxiety or panic that is attributable to the physiological effects of a medical condition. Common medical causes: hyperthyroidism, cardiac arrhythmias, hypoglycemia, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, neurological disorders, for example, epilepsy. Clinical considerations: proper diagnosis of anxiety disorder due to another medical condition requires clear evidence from clinical evaluation or laboratory findings. Treating the underlying medical condition often alleviates the anxiety symptoms. FAQs on anxiety disorders. 1. What is the difference between normal anxiety and an anxiety disorder? Normal anxiety is a temporary response to stress or danger. An anxiety disorder becomes a clinical concern when the fear or worry is excessive, persistent, and starts affecting daily life, work, school, or relationships. 2. What are the most common symptoms of anxiety disorders? Common symptoms include excessive worry, restlessness, muscle tension, irritability, trouble concentrating, sleep problems, rapid heartbeat, sweating, shortness of breath, and avoidance of feared situations. 3. How is generalized anxiety disorder different from panic disorder? Generalized anxiety disorder involves ongoing uncontrollable worry about many areas of life. Panic disorder is marked by sudden intense panic attacks and ongoing fear of having more attacks. 4. Can anxiety disorders affect children as well as adults? Yes, anxiety disorders can affect both children and adults. Some conditions such as separation anxiety disorder and selective mutism are especially common in children, but many anxiety disorders can continue into adulthood. 5. What causes anxiety disorders? Anxiety disorders can develop from a combination of genetic, biological, psychological, and environmental factors. They may also be triggered or worsened by stress, substance use, medical conditions, or traumatic experiences. 6. Can anxiety disorders be treated? Yes. Anxiety disorders are treatable. Common approaches include cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, medication, psychoeducation, and treatment of any underlying medical or substance-related cause. Conclusion. Anxiety disorders encompass a wide and varied spectrum of mental health conditions. Each of the anxiety disorders has unique diagnostic criteria, symptom patterns, and clinical presentations. However, they all share common features of excessive fear, anticipatory worry, and avoidance behavior that cause significant distress or functional impairment. Early identification and evidence-based treatment, including cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, pharmacological interventions, and psychoeducation can lead to substantial recovery. Further reading: Anxiety, Self-Help, Recognizing Depressive Disorder, Obsessive-Compulsive Disorder, OCD. How does psychotherapy work? Physical symptoms of anxiety, postpartum psychiatric disorder, thyroid and psychiatric disorder, psychological symptoms of anxiety.